From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. A nonprofit that seeks to overturn wrongful convictions wants Missouri Governor Eric Greitens to put tomorrow's scheduled execution on hold. The Midwest Innocence Project says new DNA evidence presented last week shows Marcellus Williams didn't kill a former St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter in 1998. Tricia Bushnell is the director of the Midwest Innocence Project. She says the organization wants the Republican governor to appoint a board of inquiry to look into the new evidence.
We know we've gotten it wrong in Missouri. We know we've gotten it wrong in the death penalty context. And governors have stepped in to try to make things right. And we just think that's what should happen here.
Spokesmen for Greitens and the St. Louis County prosecutor didn't immediately return requests for comment. Missouri State Parks officials say they can't verify that solar eclipse glasses the agency sold meet safety standards and are warning people not to use them. The agency on Friday warned people not to use PMS Promo Mart eclipse glasses sold at parks and historic sites in Missouri during today's solar eclipse. People who purchased the glasses can return them for a full refund. A spokeswoman for the Department of Natural Resources said it's unclear how many of these glasses were sold, but the agency purchased 25,000. Doctors around the U.S. have warned people that they can damage their eyes staring directly at the sun. Missouri tourism officials expect up to 1.3 million visitors for a glimpse. Hotel rooms and prime viewing spots are mostly sold out. State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal reiterated that she would not resign after posting a Facebook comment hoping for President Donald Trump's assassination. The University City Democrat said yesterday at a news conference that she had learned her lesson after posting and deleting the comment last week. Both Republicans and Democrats have called on her to resign.
President Trump, I apologize to you and your family. I also apologize to all of the people in Missouri. And I also apologize to my colleagues.
Chappelle Nadal didn't take questions. She also didn't address a possible effort to expel her from the Senate during September's veto session. It would take 23 senators to kick Chappelle Nadal out of the Senate. Republicans control 24 seats. Park officials in Kansas City, Missouri, say an 83-year-old Confederate memorial will be removed after it was vandalized. The Missouri Division of the United Daughters of the Confederacy asked Kansas City Parks and Recreation officials to remove the monument from its current location along one of the city's main streets to a place of safety. That came after someone painted what appeared to be a red hammer and sickle on the Loyal Women of the Old South Memorial late Friday or early Saturday. Park officials said Saturday the monument would be removed soon, and yesterday crews covered it with plywood boards to prevent further graffiti until it can be relocated. The memorial was erected in 1934 to recognize women who supported the Confederacy. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.